What It Means to Be a Sloth, Chapter 4, Feeding and Orientation. Moving unhurried through the crown of a tree, the sloth feeds on foliage. We usually think of leaf eating, browsing, as an activity done on the ground by mammals, for example, deer. There are, in fact, relatively few leaf-eating mammals in the crowns of trees, although tree leaves are an abundant and constant source of food. Sloths are literally embedded in and surrounded by their food at all times and in all directions. Tropical trees do lose their leaves, but not all at once. Sometimes one and the same tree may lose leaves on one branch while it sprouts new ones on others. Sloths don't eat just any leaves. They seem to prefer younger leaves, and each individual animal has its own particular repertoire of about 40 tree species from which it feeds. A young sloth feeds together with its mother, often licking leaf fragments from the mother's lips. After its mother departs the juvenile at the age of about 6 months, the young sloth continues to feed from these species that it learned from its mother. This specificity is probably a major factor in the inability to keep three-toed sloths alive in zoos. They usually die of starvation after a short period of time. In contrast, the two-toed sloth is more flexible and survives well in captivity, eating assorted fruits and leaves. A sloth does not search for leaves with its eyes. Its eyesight is very poor, and it is short-sighted. The eyes lack the tiny muscles that change the form of the lens to accommodate for changing distances of objects. As if to emphasize the unimportance of its eyes, the sloth can retract them into the eye sockets. The pupils are usually tiny, even at night. Clearly, a sloth does not actively penetrate its broader environment with its vision, as do most arboreal mammals like monkeys. Sight and hearing, the latter also not very developed in sloths, are the two senses through which animals perceive and react to stimuli at a distance. The sloth makes little use of these senses, relying much more on a sense that entails drawing the environment into itself, the sense of smell. I placed a sloth, hungry and not too disturbed, on an open area under the bamboos and planted four shoots 20 feet away in the four directions of the compass. One of these was Cecropia, a primary food of three-toed sloths, camouflaged with thin cheesecloth so that the best of eyesight would never identify it, and placed to the south so that any direct wind from the east would not bring the odor too easily. The sloth lifted itself and looked blinkingly around. The bamboos 30 feet above, silhouetted against the sky, caught its eye, and it pitifully stretched up an arm, as a child will reach for the moon. It then sniffed with outstretched head and neck and painfully began its hooking process towards the Cecropia. Not only is each food leaf tested with the nostrils, but each branch. So we should not imagine a sloth looking at its food. Rather, a sloth immerses and orients itself in a sea of wafting scents. When the sloth is in the immediate proximity of leaves it feeds on, it will hook the branch with the claws of a fore or hind limb and bring the leaves to its mouth. Having no front teeth, incisors, it tears off the leaves with its tough lips. It chews the leaves with its rear peg-like teeth. Unlike most leaf-eating mammals, for example deer, the sloth lacks many deeply rooted, hard, enamel-covered grinding teeth. The sloth also has comparatively few teeth, 18 compared to 32 in most deer. Moreover, the teeth lack enamel altogether and wear easily. In compensation, the teeth grow slowly throughout the animal's life. There is no change of teeth from milk to permanent dentition. Growth and wear are in balance. While feeding, the sloth is continuously chewing and simultaneously moving food backward with its large tongue in order to swallow. Sloths can feed in all positions, even hanging upside down. A young captive two-toed sloth showed decided preference for eating upside down in the manner of adult sloths at 8 months. The sloth can move its head in all directions, having an extremely flexible neck. Imagine a sloth hanging from all four legs on a horizontal branch. In this position, the head looks upward, like when we lie in a hammock. Now, the sloth can turn its head without moving the body 180 degrees to the side and have its face oriented downwards. As if this were not enough, the sloth can then move its head vertically and face forward, an upright head on an upside down body. When it sleeps, a sloth can rest its head on its chest. The sloth's neck is not only unique in its flexibility, but also in its anatomy. Mammals have 7 neck cervical vertebrae. The long neck giraffe and the seemingly neckless dolphin, to mention the extremes, both have 7 cervical vertebrae. This fixed mammalian pattern is abandoned by only the sloth and the manatee. The three-toed sloth usually has 9, and the two-toed sloth has between 6 and 9 cervical vertebrae.